are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with Mr. Chris Kovacs from Constellation Digital Partners. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Last time I saw you, it was last year at NACUSO, and you were winning an award.
We did, and it's been a heck of a year since
I
promise you.
I bet.
Yeah, when we started at NACUSO, we had not even a company yet. We had our idea, and we were going, and We're closing out the largest single round capital raise in credit union history as we speak.
Wow, congratulations.
So less than a year later, our software has been pushed to the cloud. We're currently doing our security certifications and testing. And we now have 32 different fintech providers signed up to create services on the platform.
That is a whirlwind in less than a year. That's less than a
10
year.
10 months.
Yeah.
10 months. It's been amazing.
Gosh.
It's been amazing.
Do you
Absolutely.
Sleep?
Not often. Hence the bags under the
eyes. Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of what I'm asking, how's the conference? I know we're only like a day into it,
right?
A day and a half into
right.
it. I mean, how's it going for you guys so far?
It's going very well. So we aren't actually in a booth. We actually are trolling through through the fair looking for more content providers.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So our role now is to be an aggregator of good content.
Oh, okay.
So every booth in there, every service provider in there, has the potential to be on our platform and ultimately to provide services and extend those services to credit union partners. So for us, we're going through and saying, hey, that's a neat idea, that's a neat idea, how, what are you guys doing, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of fun. It's a little different than most folks who are here, right? They're shopping for their credit union. I'm really shopping for 10.
Shopping for content, man. Good for you. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here. Resolving the fundamental problem in modern digital financial services. What is this fundamental problem, Chris? What are we talking about
here?
So
from my perspective, it's access. It's interesting. It kind of parallels the need for credit unions themselves, right? Credit unions were founded to give more people access to financial services.
Yeah.
The fundamental problem in digital services is that credit unions can't access the innovations that are occurring in the marketplace. So how do we get credit unions access to the latest innovations, the greatest ideas that are out there, while minimizing integration concerns, vendor momentum in some cases that blocks their path from being able to aggregate those services?
Yeah.
What we have to apply is the very same cooperative principles that helped us win on the financial services side. We have to apply that from a digital perspective.
Okay.
So how do we work together? How do we create win-wins between credit unions and the fintech providers in order to come together in a cooperative nature, which is the spirit of credit unions?
Yeah.
How do we come together in order to build those services and get those services to credit union members, which ultimately is the driver for us?
Right.
I think we can look at credit union history as the inspiration for what we need to do in digital.
There's this huge digital movement going on right now, and you guys are right there in the
mix,
aren't you?
Absolutely.
So what advice do you have for credit unions looking to go this route? Because it's very broad.
Yep.
And so what advice do you have for credit unions out there going digital? Because this is what you guys are right in the middle of it all.
Yep. The best advice we give to credit unions who are trying to go digital is that they need to think about their business not through the vendor's lens. Right. So a vendor will come in and tell you, here is what you need to do on digital. And oh, by the way, I can sell all of it to you, right?
Yeah.
Which is not the answer. The answer is to look at the individual credit union and the services and the members that are using those services and say, what's the best way to apply this service?
Okay.
Sometimes the best thing you can do on digital is make an appointment to talk to somebody at the branch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily to try to automate and anticipate every single move as you go down the line. A, very costly, and B, those types of efforts tend to be very difficult and are rarely successful.
Yeah.
So what I tell credit unions is look at each interaction that you have, each touch point, each moment of truth, and then ask yourself, what is the best way to use digital to make this better?
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily to automate the whole thing. Sometimes it's to break down barriers between themselves and their employees, right? Make it easier to share information, make it easier to access someone who has the subject matter expertise about a mortgage or wealth management or anything else.
Yeah.
Part of that requires a broad integration strategy. If I'm going to have all of these services and I'm going to use each of them and each of the services to specifically fix an opportunity or a truth point, I can't go to one provider for that. I've got to have that access, that flexibility in order to connect as many as possible, not to overwhelm the members, but to give them options and to allow them to say, as a millennial, I might need these services, or as a boomer, I might need a totally other set of services. And we have to develop the flexibility as an industry that gives credit unions the ability to answer that.
Goodness gracious.
It's a whole lot.
That is a lot.
Right.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yep.
This is where we're headed.
It is, absolutely.
To be relevant, to tell our, be unique, to tell our story,
yep.
To keep our momentum going.
Yeah, right, I think when you look at digital services in other domains, what you are seeing is a spreading out of the innovation, right? You're seeing more and more services where you can download an app, right? So you can download an app to your exercise bike now. You can download an app. The other day I got in my truck and my truck was downloading an update.
What?
That's not a Tesla, it's a Ram pickup truck. Right? And I'm like, what in the world are you doing? And it said, I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Not a problem.
Oh, boy. A precursor of AI. Oh, no. It's got a mind of its own. I'll be with you in a minute.
I'll be with you in a minute. But that's where we're headed, right? We're headed in this platform-based future where service providers aren't integrating to any, don't have to go back to any single hub. Instead, they're connecting to the broad spectrum of services that can be provided.
Wow. So what's getting out your crystal ball, and if possible, what do you see on the docket for 2018? What can Creightians look forward to or just looking at,
right,
in the digital realm?
So are we going to talk about Constellation?
Sure, we'll talk about Constellation if you want to. Sure.
We've got some great things planned for 2018.
Okay.
Actually, next month we're hosting our very first conference.
What?
Already.
Not even,
right?
A year old.
Not even a year in, we're having a conference. We're calling it the Launch Developers Conference. So we're inviting developers from our credit unions and some of those 32 companies to come together.
Okay.
We're going to do an immersive training experience all about, you know, how do you create tiles for the platform? Mm-hmm. How can you use it best to fit your fintech or your credit union? Yeah. We're going to do a hackathon at the end.
I was going to ask you about a hackathon.
We are primed to be able to support organizations that want to be able to do
good
that.
Good for you.
So that's super exciting. In May, we're going to be releasing our developers portal that allows any fintech to register, come in, and create services. This is a $2 million investment we're making to enable those services to come in, be created, and ultimately submitted and certified for the platform.
Wow.
So it's really what's going to unlock the innovation, both for credit unions, by the way, and for fintech providers. Mm-hmm. They can both submit services.
Okay.
And then we've got a big release in August, which is going to be our BOTUS release.
Mm-hmm.
We finished our Aquarius release in December and pushed that to AWS. Our BOTUS release is our second major release, and that's coming in August.
Okay.
So it has been an incredible year,
Chris.
And our sophomore year is not going to be any
slower.
You're not slowing
down. I was thinking the same thing. You're not even slowing down.
No,
nope,
not at all.
Oh my goodness. Well, you might as well keep the foot on the accelerator while the getting's good.
That's right.
Sounds
that's
like
right.
The getting's good for you, and it sounds like it'll be that way for a long time because what you're doing is really cool stuff.
We are solving a fundamental problem for credit unions in a way nobody else has, and we're solving a fundamental problem for fintechs. So we actually look at both of them as our customers, and we're solving problems for both of them, adding value for both of them. That's the concept.
Indeed.
And when you do that, you can follow those cooperative principles and people can win.
I love it. Great message to end on. Chris,
thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Well done,
you.
Man. Congrats on all your success as well.